Warning, this episode will contain strong sexual content. So if you are under the age of 18, a little bitch, or easily offended, this is your cue. You know what you gotta do, you gotta...
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
That's right, bitch.
All
right,
so welcome to episode 50, hentai episode 56 of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. If you're listening to this, you are supporting us, and I love you for it. It is fantastic to have you, and I hope you enjoy this episode that we're going to do for you. I am going to do a talk on Tokyo sex clubs. I know we've done this a little bit before, but I'm going to add a little bit here in preparation for my many breasts inside Japanese sex clubs, more boobs panel at FAE, which is coming up in April, the weekend of April 23rd. So if you want to see us and doing this panel live, I imagine it will be probably at about 12:30 a.m., and it will be standing room only, as it was last year. So you can come check us out at FAE and come experience the panel, say hi afterwards, maybe even that. Kimiko, I don't want to break your heart.
It's already broken.
But I will have been carbohydrate starved for a month at that point. And after this panel, there will be middle-of-the-night IHOP.
I'm so sad.
And I'm going to be high.
That's where this was going.
As balls on carbohydrates. You know, because like if you haven't had carbohydrates for a while and then you just gorge on them,
you fucking feel
high as shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
It'll feel like 20 milligrams of Vicodin after four pancakes. I mean, it's a natural body high. It's going to be nuts.
I'm excited for you, Mitsuki.
But the real high is meeting all of you and talking to you about boobs.
That is the only high, even, when you think about it. The ultimate high.
The ultimate high. So, Japan has a lot of sex clubs.
As I have heard, yes.
Mm-hmm. On our Japan trip that we're going on, I really want to take people to at least somewhere. There are some very tame type of places that are sort of weird borderline places, but I can't get you guys into, like, blowjob places or... You know,
or like
train
the,
group fuck places.
I was going to say the like fuck a girl on a train places.
I can't get you guys into those places. Even if I was Japanese, I don't think I could do it because this not all of them are open. But they do have like the weird, they have maid cafes. Those are like they're targeting foreigners.
Well,
partially.
Yeah, those aren't like sexy though.
They're
right?
not. They're overpriced. The food
unless
sucks.
Unless you're into that, which is totally cool.
We'll see them. The maid girls are everywhere in Akiba.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the street. They hand out flyers and shit, and they try to get you to go in. There's like the weird... There's the cuddle cafe, which I have never found.
The cuddle... Like as in they cuddle with you?
Yeah, you pay money to cuddle.
Aw, I would do that.
But my understanding is you can't actually touch them. You can only... But you lie next to them on like a futon.
So how is it cuddling if you can't touch them?
I don't know. That's a good question. But you'll pay like $10 to have them pat you on the head for 3 minutes. Like weird shit. But
good enough.
But that is not the crux of this discussion. This discussion is about the 2,000 sex clubs, sex establishments that are in Tokyo alone.
2,000, huh?
That's a fuckload.
It sounds like a fuckload.
That's a lot. Think about how... We live in St. Petersburg, Florida, right?
Right.
How many businesses do you think are in St. Petersburg? Is it more or less than 2,000 businesses?
In St. Petersburg alone, I would probably think that it's less than 2,000.
I honestly don't know,
but it feels that way.
What I do know is that I would say that Tokyo's number of sex clubs is close to the number of businesses we have in our entire city.
God damn.
There's a lot of weird shit going on, okay? So, but most of these, a lot of these are not open to foreigners, although I have heard that amongst all of the places in Japan where you can get stuff done, because according to websites, there's actually about 20,000 sex clubs in Japan. It's just that most of them are concentrated in Tokyo.
That sounds about right.
So, but apparently Tokyo is virtually one of the only places where they're foreigner friendly, where they'll let you have a prayer of getting in.
Okay, so if there are any sex clubs that I, as a tattooed female foreigner, might be able to get into, it would be in Tokyo City.
Yes.
Okay.
You could probably get into a O-pub.
Ooh. Do they allow females in O-pubs? It doesn't sound like it's in female...
In Tsuchiura, which is north of Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
I believe I saw women in groups.
Like bachelorette party type groups?
I don't know, but I'm not comfortable taking groups of people to one of these places.
That's fair.
I gotta have a fluent person to orchestrate that. And
so we can probably assume that on our Japan trip, there isn't going to be any sexually deviant.
There won't be a
events.
Lot of this. There won't be a lot of this.
Not a lot, but a little.
I won't rule it out entirely, but I would say it's not likely.
Okay, I won't get my hopes up then.
So there are cabaret clubs and host clubs, which you could certainly get into a host club.
Really? I thought that I wouldn't be able to get in unless I had like a.
Japanese escort. Chiaki has done it, but it's all dudes in there anyway.
Yeah, so, that's true. I'm not really into that anyway.
So that's why I mentioned the O pub. Then there's cabaret clubs, but I just don't know. It's tricky.
So what is a cabaret club?
A cabaret club is essentially a host club, but for men.
Oh, sweet.
Hot girl just talks to you. That's it.
Oh,
it's not so over the top executed as the host clubs are, where they're like prepared with your cigarette lighter the minute you even reach for it, type of shit. But most men are so easy. You're satisfied having like being able to touch her leg and just talking to a pretty girl. Like she doesn't have to be incredibly suave or articulate.
She just has to be there with her boobs out.
At the cabaret club, they don't even have their boobs out.
Oh,
it's really lame.
Oh,
and it's still like $65 an hour. So, when I was in Japan last time, just to follow up on this, I tried to get teikoki.
And what is that?
It's a little tug tug.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with that tug tug?
I not in practice, but definitely in hypothetical.
So I couldn't get it done.
Oh,
they wouldn't. The only way they would let me do it is if the girls were like Russian or Chinese, and all I'm thinking is human trafficking.
Uh oh.
And I'm like. I'm not going to get in trouble for doing it. No one gives a shit. But I feel bad for these girls. Like, you know, some of these girls have been like they say there's a lot of human trafficking going on in the world.
Yeah.
In which case, a lot of that is people are orphaned and picked up and then sold. I mean, that sounds terrible. How would you like to be bought and sold into an establishment where all you do is give blowjobs and handjobs all day? Sounds like a shitty-ass life.
Ugh, it really does.
So I passed on that. I was like, I want Japanese people only. Because I know they're not human trafficking victims if they're Japanese. They're likely not. They're less likely, but there was no place that would let me do it.
Interesting. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just Japan's a very closed society, and the women may not be comfortable dealing with a foreigner. Maybe my penis.
Because all foreigners have AIDS.
My cock is too big.
Oh, I'm sure that's what it is.
They wear out their tiny little Japanese woman hands. I don't know. But I have a website here that sort of breaks down the Tokyo boroughs.
Ooh, bring it on.
What they're known for. Tokyo has a lot of boroughs. Like you think New York has like four or five. Five, I think.
Yeah.
Tokyo has like 30. Tokyo is just, it's so much bigger than New York City. People think, oh, New York City, biggest city in the United States, huge. It is big. It's a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo has four times as many people.
Actually, so is it four times the size?
I got to do the math on that, actually. Tokyo's metro area has 33 million people.
Damn.
Now, I don't know what the metro area of New York is. I thought it was 8.5 million, but I'm not sure exactly. So I shouldn't say that as definite. But Tokyo is big. Like, at the top of a 2,000-foot tower, you cannot see the edges of it in any direction.
Good Lord.
It's very big. And that's even, like, on a clear day. So there's all kinds of fun places for you to get into some serious trouble.
In fact, at least 30.
Namely, this is a website called Fuzokupedia.net, Sex Travel in Tokyo. Shinjuku, brief description of major red light districts in Tokyo. Shinjuku. Shinjuku is a huge district, probably the most populous area of Tokyo. According to this website, there's a town called Kabukicho, which a lot of people have heard of here, where is the biggest nightlife district in Japan, and you can pretty much get anything here. It's easy to get drugs or buy sex, period.
Hmm.
It's also heaven for gays. It's lined with such bars and pubs. Male gays and transsexuals head off to this place from all around the country. We talked about that before, I think. Shinjuku has a huge gay bar district.
Yeah.
A large variety of sex establishments, including exclusive and discount ones. The place
discount sex establishment. That just sounds terrifying.
It sounds like you can get pretty much anything here in Shinjuku, which doesn't shock me because of how big Shinjuku is.
Yeah.
The thing is, the weird thing is to me isn't so much the sex, because that just seems normal to me in Japan, but the drugs strikes me as pretty odd.
I think this is the first time that I've actually heard drugs associated with like a nightlife Japanese culture, literally ever.
I just think the usage rate is a lot lower, and so you don't often hear about it. I feel like we have a real drug problem in the U.S.
Yeah,
especially
we do.
A prescription drug problem is much bigger than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
They say like 80% of all drug related deaths in the U.S. are opiate related, and a lot of that is prescription painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
But in Japan, I just don't hear a lot about this problem. It's always the economy or the birth rate or something. So I get a little shocked. Oh, sorry, this is off topic, but I know what we can do when we go to Japan.
What?
We can go to Gita Gita Girls.
What's that?
I don't know if we could do this.
Oh, no. You got my hopes up.
Gita Gita Girls is a crazy fucking cabaret club. But I saw the hottest Japanese girl ever there. It was like, it'd be great. You would have loved it. She was like, I was like 27 at this time, at this point. She was like super young, but not like illegal young. Like,
maybe 19, 20.
I don't know exactly. I don't think I ever asked her. But like super young, super like, everything was tight.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, was a huge anime nerd. Kept pulling out her phone and showing all the photos of her, like, anime. She had a shrine in her house to some anime character. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, this girl's so hot. But in a bikini.
Oh, lovely.
And then during certain periods, they'll, like, this is the place that has the robots that the girls drive around. And they, like, do trapeze acts and shit and come out of the ceiling and dance on poles. And everything is, like, covered in glitter. It's crazy, craziest place. Because Gita Gita means, like, glittering.
Yeah.
That's, like, the word for it. So, but I'm not even sure if I can get us into that place.
God damn it.
But it's foreigner friendly. I know that.
So then why don't you think you'd be able to get us in?
Well, because the crux of the entertainment is one-on-one conversation.
Oh, and if you don't have...
And if these people that go with us won't know any Japanese at all...
Yeah, and I know I don't know even passable Japanese.
Even I struggled last time because I hadn't practiced conversation in like a year.
Yeah.
So a year from now, I'll be even worse at conversation.
Yeah.
And maybe I could still manage, but people who have never been to Japan before aren't going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Shinjuku is a big-time sex district. Yoshiwara is... Now, this is where, according to this... This is where female workers used to, that were called oidon, used to work. Colorful kimono girls. They would put on a lot of makeup and sold tons of sex to men.
This might be a stupid question, but like geisha?
My understanding of geisha is that they're not prostitutes. This sounds like girls who like dress themselves up real fancy and then sell their bodies.
Okay, because I know that geisha... they would sell their bodies, but only as a virgin. So, like, geishas were virgins and then would ultimately, as, like, the culmination of being a geisha. And this is just what I learned from literally reading and watching memoirs of a geisha. That's all I know. So if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
I don't know enough to correct you.
Yeah. But your culmination as a geisha was that you would sell your virginity to the highest bidder. And that was like...
That may be true, but I think this is just true prostitution.
This is just prostitution dressed up as geisha.
So, apparently the Japanese government cracked down on this because prostitution is illegal. But now
I have no idea.
But according to this, this is the mecca of soaplands in Japan. There are over 100 bathhouses open until midnight in just several blocks.
And remind us what a soapland is?
A soapland is a place where you go. It's like a spa.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go and a girl will like get like you'll get into like an onsen bath or something, which you're gonna love if you can get in.
I know, stupid tattoos.
There was a law. The Japanese government and they were talking about this in their Congress. Someone's trying to get, I can't remember who it was, but somebody's trying to get a law passed to allow foreigners with tattoos into bathhouses.
Really?
I saw that.
Do you think it'll happen within the year?
I doubt it.
Damn it.
I doubt it. but you never know.
But
so,
anyway,
at least
so.
It's a conversation. So basically,
into the bathhouse.
It's like, have a bath. She'll wash you, definitely. This is all like service stuff.
Right.
She'll wash you, maybe give you a blowjob, wash you again, and then you fuck, and then have another bath. Just bath, bathing, and fucking.
Nice.
That's my understanding of it. And I know that a lot of these places, you can basically pick the girl you want out of a book, like she's a piece of, like she's a cut of meat. Like
Jesus Christ.
And they cost about $200 to $400 an hour.
Damn.
It's a little expensive, but
yeah, it is.
But I mean, it is sex. So
and is this foreigner friendly?
I've heard that a lot of these places will let foreigners in.
Wow.
But I would not be shocked if you were turned away a couple times before you found one that would let you.
Yeah, me either.
I think a lot of it depends on the girls that work there and whether or not they're willing. And then there's Shibuya, which I have never heard of being known as a sex area at all. But this is like a big time shopping district. According to this site, it's definitely a fashion like Mecca. But apparently it's not only is it the forefront of fashion in Japan, but it's also a huge center of high end Japanese sex workers. So the prices here are much higher. So you'll find porn actresses in Shibuya sex clubs, production companies and pornographic industries concentrate there. And so it's like the same as Shinjuku, except upscale, which makes sense.
It's Fifth Avenue, Shinjuku.
Yeah, it's like the Las Vegas hookers. You know, you pay like $5,000 for one of those fucking hook escorts. Then there's Gotanda. Last time I was in Tokyo, I stayed in Gotanda.
Oh, okay.
I was there for 10 days. And this place is known for, like, the fucking freaky shit.
Like BDSM and shit?
Yeah, that's what it says right here, BDSM.
Mm.
Yep. Specialty clubs offering BDSM, sadomasochism, bondage, handcuffs, whipping. This is the place that had the train groping place that actually ended up being a place where you could straight rape the girls and fuck them however you wanted for, like, an hour.
Jesus, yeah. That sounds like that would be the place. You did show me the video of that. It's something that can never be unseen.
That's in Gotanda. So if you want the fucking freaky shit, you go to Gotanda. We're definitely not going there on our trip. We can go to
probably safe.
We can go walk around Gotanda.
But we're not going to anywhere in Gotanda.
We could find we could find Chikanji on a map and go to its entrance, but we're not going in.
Fair.
Its entrance is probably like a tiny little like nook in a dark alleyway anyway. Then there's Ikebukuro, which we will be going to maybe more than once because it is loaded with anime shit.
Yes!
I would say it's rivaling Akiba lately.
I was going to ask. So, what does Ikebukuro have?
Lots of clubs offering soft services such as Pin Saro and Teikoki. What is Pin Saro?
Pin Saro? Well, we know that Teikoki is a hand job, right?
We did learn that.
So,
good job.
I'm learning things. So, Pin Saro is...
I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
Look up Pinsaro and sex. Like
Pinsaro, let me see here. Pink salon. Type of brothel. Oral sex. Blowjobs.
Oh, okay. So handjobs and blowjobs. Yeah. Pinsaro and Teikoki.
So these are the types of services I don't think you're gonna be able to do as a foreigner. I mean, I couldn't
not.
Do it. I was not an Ikebukuro though. I don't think so.
Well, you know.
Whatever.
Might as well try.
Then there's Ueno, which Ueno is a big time, like, there's a lot of, actually, this is funny. So Ueno is known for love hotels. And I know where they are.
Wait, didn't that that anime, Be Gata HK, take place?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
In Ueno?
I don't fucking know.
With all the love hotels?
Ueno is a huge district.
There's
like a million people that live there.
But they're most well known for their love hotels, aren't they?
There were a ton of love hotels there and a ton of soap lands too.
Oh, lovely.
I know that because I've been in that area and I know, I don't know, I have no idea why I'd be there.
No clue whatsoever.
Nudge, nudge. So I know exactly where they are. They're right by the station, train station. And you'll see like couples walking alone in the dark that you know they've been fucking all night at the Love Hotel.
Or on their way to, perhaps.
Or on their way to, but it's always couples.
Yeah.
Nothing beats a bowl of ramen after fucking.
Nothing whatsoever.
That Japanese ramen is so amazing. The broth is so good.
You have no idea how excited I am for that. I'm possibly more excited for that than the possibility of heading to an O-pub.
Like, just forget about what you... forget about... it's close. It is. Really is. It really is. The Japanese food is so amazing. The stereotypical foods are amazing. Mm-hmm. So, like, when they try to take food from other countries, they fuck it up.
Yeah. But so getting to actually have them in their mainstay is...
It's like, you can go to a Japanese, I say with quotes, place here in the States and get a bowl of ramen, but it won't be as good.
No.
I've done it. I know it's not as good. They know how to cook a slice of pork, so when you eat it, it just dissolves.
Oof.
Because they've been cooking it for like 3 days.
I wasn't hungry until 2 seconds ago.
Fuck, it's so good. God. I can't, it's like, that's carbs. You think you're hungry. I haven't had any carbohydrates in like 2 weeks, and that's like 150 carbohydrate grams in one bowl.
The ramen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them will ask you even, like, how you want your noodles cooked. Like how firm do you want them? Oof. I mean, it's good stuff.
Ask me how firm I want it.
That's what she said. So
I love that we transitioned quite easily and fluidly from sex places to ramen.
Let's go over some of the types of sex clubs they've got now.
Please.
So we already talked about how prostitution is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Which just seems so bizarre to me because of all of the different places where you can literally buy sex.
Well, it says prostitution is illegal in Japan, which may be one of the reasons for so many creative alternatives.
Oh, so you can't have intercourse then, but you can do everything else?
Oh, you can, because soap lands you fuck.
Oh. Well, then how is that an alternative when you're still fucking?
I think their laws are written really shittily, so there's a lot of loopholes.
Mm.
And the sex industry is so huge in Japan that I think there's enough lobbyists that they're not even...
They don't even care anymore.
They're not even thinking about revising that. So, image clubs. I don't know what this is. Says steward. This is from MatadorNetwork.com. Stewardesses from a flight themed club whisper to one another. All photos from Joan Sinclair's book.
What?
Clubs are establishments offering a variety of sexual services in a speciality themed setting. So. Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's like a club that has that paints an image for you. So they say Chikon Densha. So that's like the train grip places that we already talked about. Or pervert trains are places where the man enters and looks look-alike subway car gropes a number of girls for about 10 minutes or so and then chooses one to whom to proceed to a private room with.
Okay, so is that all that they specialize in? Are these, you know, groping trains? Or is this image club something where, like, I want to be a teacher in a classroom fucking a student, create this classroom for me, and allow me to live out my fantasy?
Yeah, those things exist also. It says other themes include nurse's office, high school classrooms, bored housewives,
bored
and all kinds of other shit. So... That's crazy. Like, if there's three girls on a subway train and I get to go grope them all and pretend and choose which one I want, do you think she, like, acts like she's into it? Like, does she want to be taken to the back room and fucked? Or does she sort of, like, lay low and try to not get chosen?
I think, depending on how much money you make doing this, like, if the person who gets chosen gets an extra, like, 10,000 yen... Just, I know that that's obscene. Like, I know that's possibly not, like, that's probably not what they're getting paid. But let's say...
I think it's a lot less than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's probably not that much. But let's say out of the three people, it's something awful, like 500 yen per hour. Then the person who gets chosen gets 10,000 yen. I would act the shit out of whatever they wanted me to do in the hopes that I would get chosen. But if it's like, you get... 2,000 yen no matter what you do, I would probably be like, oh God, don't choose me, don't choose me, don't choose me, don't choose me.
I'm kind of curious about that.
Don't choose me.
I'm curious about it, but you know what? Whatever. So then they have soap lands on here, which we've talked about. Client is bathed, souped in nuts by one or two girls. Array of lotions, bubble baths, lubricants are used. The girls soap up their own skin and wash them with their bodies. culminates in a garden variety of sex acts. So, determined by the client's budget. That's awesome.
I just had a thought. So, do you think any places like this exist for the gay clientele?
I have no idea.
I'm interested. I'm gonna look that up. You keep going.
Obviously, I'm sure it's a smaller subset.
But, oh, I'm sure the smallest of subsets.
All right, and then there's touch pubs, sometimes called peeping rooms or even pink salons. These are hostess clubs where customers go to engage in sexual touching. So I guess you go to a. So apparently, a hostess comes around and like takes your sex order, I guess, and then it costs from like. $30 to $40, depending on what you want, or like as much as $60 if you want oral sex. And then, they offer glory hole services.
Oh my God.
In which the sex worker performs sex acts through a hole in one-way mirror. I imagine those are very popular in Japan because a lot of these are based around anonymity. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to know who's in there getting this done. So a glory hole would be perfect because you'd never have to show the girl your face ever.
That's true.
So I can imagine that is probably big. Breast molestation. I've heard of these. I wanted to do this last time, but I chose poorly. Patrons pay for private rooms and a girl of their choice in which you just get to basically fondle and grope the shit out of their breasts.
Nice.
No other acts take place, and they have rules and stuff, so it's only touching the breasts. That's so weird. Like, what is your job? Oh, I get my breasts molested.
Fondled. How do you tell your consent?
How do you tell your boyfriend's parents that?
You probably don't.
You say you're in the service industry?
Yeah.
You're not really lying.
No, you're not lying at all, actually. You are just in a very different kind of service.
And you have like a massive pair of tits, and you know that. You know they know. They're thinking, oh, yeah.
The bigger
service industry, sure.
The bigger your tits, the more that they know that you're working in the sex industry.
Oh, this one's fun. Remote control vibrator play. So I guess this is probably self-explanatory, but put the vibrator in the girl's pussy and then play with it via remote control.
Nice.
We've seen that in hentai.
Generally. Like they put it in a girl's undies or whatever and let her go about her day working at a cafe or something, and then just from like the corner of the room at one of the tables being like, on now.
This next one is so sad. Doll clubs.
I don't like where this is going already.
It's where you pay by the hour to fuck a doll.
What? Oh.
That is, in quote unquote, incredibly lifelike and weighs about the same as a real woman. However, the cost is about the same as a real girl. Who the fuck does this? You gotta have a weird fetish.
Either a weird fetish or you really, really, really don't want to like if you're really supremely against like fucking an actual girl in the sex industry, like you, like let's say mentally you're like, oh, well, I don't know what their life is like. I don't know if I want to, you know, negatively influence their life. Then you go to a doll club. But the fact that it's the exact same price is like, if you feel the need to go to a doll club in general, you're practically one of those people anyway.
It says that it mentions the dolls have a quote-unquote person who maintains them. How would you like to be the person who cleans up these dolls after someone gets done with them?
Oh,
that is fucked.
No.
That is a fucked up job.
No, and they probably don't get paid enough either.
Oh, no, of course not. It's got to be low.
Oh,
it's
God.
manual labor. It might even be like minimum.
Oh, God. How do you, like,
fuck that.
Where do you have to be in your life to be like, well, I need a job. Man. I guess I'm going to apply to the doll club to clean the dolls. Like, that just sounds awful.
Here's one called panties. How many of these are there?
Jesus Christ.
We're almost at the bottom. Okay. This is the last one. Panty service. So Japanese people are apparently at times obsessed with women's panties, as we know. And these clubs offer services where a client can pay extra to, oh my God, for urine-soaked underwear.
Oh! Ah. I fucking hate water sports.
Oh my God. Other clubs offer panty auctions where prospective buyers place bids while the undies are shown in action by models who wear nothing else.
Okay. Well, that just sounds like a bare-tittied model wearing undies and then you buy them. Who? Urine-soaked undies?
It says they will pay extra for extra at times for urine-soaked underwear.
Well, cats.
What in the fucking hell is wrong
with
people? Oh, man.
Why?
I'm sure someone listening to this must think that's awesome. And I'm sorry.
And if you do, I mean, more power to you.
Yeah,
you can
what
you want. I just don't get it. Let's keep urine and shit out of the bedroom. Can we please?
So that covers a lot of things. I mean, just from hearing that, but between the train gripping place, the breast molestation, and like the glory holes, like you can get anything done.
Pretty much. There is, from what I have heard, there is very little to nothing you can't get done in Japan. If you can dream it, you can create it, ladies and gentlemen. Like it is something attainable to you.
I've seen karaoke places where guys will sing karaoke and you'll have a guy in there with like three girls.
Okay.
And they're singing karaoke
in like
together.
The private rooms.
Yeah. And they have the glass that fogs up. They have like a mechanism that fogs the glass.
Yeah. I've seen those in restrooms.
And I mean, come on now. You know they're in there doing something. Three girls, one guy. And the glass just happens to fog up whenever you need it to.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh no, I'm just really self-conscious about my singing. I just need the glass.
You know they're
to
fucking escorts. They're for sure escorts.
100%.
So we are going to Japan next year.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
But I don't think we'll be doing many of these things.
If any, most likely, because we are all foreigners.
But we can go to porn shops and look at places where you can buy panties.
Ooh, wait. As somebody who has been to Japan multiple times and also lived there, do the used panty vending machines actually exist?
I've never seen used panty vending machines.
Have you seen brand new panty vending machines?
I've seen brand new panty vending machines outside of women's restrooms.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair, I suppose.
But that's about it. But you can buy them used in porn shops, but they're not in vending machines.
Mm. Oh, that reminds me. One more quick question. So all of these places, you know, they all sound like they have a very particular sex lifestyle to them. But whenever I've thought about porn or hentai or something in Japan, I always think of Akiba. But you didn't mention that place at all. Is there nothing there that exists?
Akiba's got porn shops, like the Cuddle Cafe, the maid cafes.
But nothing actually involved sex related.
No, I don't think Akiba's not known. And Akiba's known for electronics.
Hmm.
It's called the Electric City.
Cool.
So
I guess I just always associated like the porn shops with Akiba to have something else.
I won't say there's nothing you can't. I won't say that there aren't at least one or two places in Akiba where you can get stuff done. But I don't think Akiba's known for that.
All right.
Akiba closes down pretty early. I mean, Akiba is like, at night, you know, the shops start to light up real nicely at about 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then by like 11 o'clock, it's over. Like, they're shutting shit down.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like a place where you buy stuff. It isn't really, it's not like a super late night district. It's not, and this is at least where the anime section is. Akiba is a fairly small area. And there's like, Akiba exists outside of the anime places. But the section where the anime is, which is where we would probably be exclusively, it's just like a place where you buy stuff. Anime stuff, anime, games, cameras, like ceiling lights, computers, whatever.
Yeah.
Electronic shit. And then it's just like in America, like at 10:30, they close all the shops down and then you leave.
Hmm. Now I know.
Akiba's got some good porn shops though, for sure.
Would we be able to get into those?
Yeah, they're open. But
nice.
Sometimes they have floor restrictions where certain people of various genders can't go on various floors.
So basically there are certain floors I would not personally be able to go on.
Right, and there are floors I would not be able to go on.
Really?
I think they have like one shop. I remember that there was at least one floor where each gender could not go.
Holy shit, that's exciting.
And I asked Chiaki or whoever was with me what was there, and it was just something lame like vibrators or something.
Oh, okay. So they like try to keep some sort of anonymity to what goes in whose genitalia.
I guess. And the like, I think the floor that had the panties, the used panties, was male only, if I recall. But I can't. I can't be certain.
Damn.
But yeah. So I'm not gonna do a lot of those things, but
it'll be cool to know that they're there.
If you really want, if See, like, we may go to Akiba, and I may just cut people loose and say, you can do whatever you want.
Meet us back here.
Yeah, have fun 3 hours and meet us back here at the station. And if you want to go get wax picked out of your ears with a metal hook by a cute Japanese girl, I'll show you where that is. I've done it, so I don't need to have Mimikaki done again, but...
Is that literally what it's called?
Yeah. Mimikaki.
Mimikaki.
Yeah.
Having wax pulled out of your ears by a cute Japanese girl.
Yeah, they stick a metal hook in your ear and scrape the earwax out.
How much did that cost?
It's like $40 for half an hour, I think.
Jesus.
It's the novelty of it, you know?
Is it supposed to be a sexual thing?
I took one of our other listeners there. He met me in Japan. We went to Mimikaki.
But is it a sexual thing? Is it meant to be a sexual thing?
It's supposed to have like a nurturing feeling, like you put your head... She kind of kneels down all properly in her kimono or whatever, her mm-hmm. yukata. Can't remember which. But then you like lay your head in her lap with one ear facing up on your side.
Of course.
So it's supposed to be like a nurturing thing, like give you like a motherly feeling.
Oh my.
Like rest your head in mother's lap and she'll stroke your hair and pick earwax out of your ears.
With a metal rod.
She could also take that metal rod and jam it into your head and kill you. I tell you that right now.
That is simultaneously terrifying, least arousing, and just like awkward things I can possibly think of.
She could kill you so easily. There can't be much protection inside your ear. She could probably take
just
that.
Just shove that directly that past the ear canal right
into
the brain.
And just fucking pound on it with her fist and you'd be dead. Nothing you could do. You would never even know what happened.
I don't know why that's, but was it nice? Was it a good experience?
It was okay. She gave the worst back rub I've ever had afterwards. Like, you should always make the person lie down for a back rub. Because if they're sitting up, then when you push on their shoulders,
you're not getting the proper counter pressure.
Exactly. And you're constantly trying to have, you're trying to fight her force of her hands with your core muscles to keep from just falling over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really uncomfortable. The shittiest back rub ever. But whatever. Anyway, so we're going to wrap up this hentai episode.
I look forward to as many of these things as we can obtain when we go to Japan.
Well, we can definitely do the
maid. Which is probably going to be one of them.
We can do maid cafes and porn shops and, I mean, everybody going will be 18, so I'm not going to be shy about taking you guys to a porn shop. I mean...
Fucking sweet.
Plus, Kimika is going to want Haikyuu Dojin porn anyway.
Damn straight.
All right, guys. So we'll see you next time on the next hentai episode. But until then, stay perverted, don't fuck around too much, and peace!
Thanks for joining us.